Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Drivers, start your engines! It's Cowboy Kurt's Racing Report on Y108.
What's going on, guys? Race Report brought to you by Nick Chevrolet and Tarentum in Jennerstown Speedway. It's Cowboy Kurt from Wide Awake on Y108. It's always a pleasure to be talking about racing. We all love it, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. If you haven't heard yet, sad news in the NASCAR world: the plane carrying Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, and their one-year-old daughter Isla, along with the two pilots, caught on fire after the plane went off the runway in Tennessee. The plane is just completely destroyed. You know, go to Y108.com and look at the pictures. You can see everything. Read more about it. It's really eye-opening to see something like that and to think they all walked away. They're all okay. They went to the hospital last night. And they got checked out, you know, just as a precaution. But everyone's okay, thank God. But you look at the pictures on Y108.com, you can see just, like, how can somebody... How can one person walk away from that, but you let alone five? We're all able to be away from there. They were okay. They're safe. Just really, really scary stuff. But luckily, they're okay. And NASCAR and NBC and Dale Earnhardt Jr. and the family, they decided that they're going to take the weekend off. Dale Jr. will not be in the booth this weekend. He's going to take it off, and he's just going to relax and spend time with his family, which I agree. I think that's something that he should be doing. After something so scary with that, you definitely need to be home with the family and with your daughter. So keep them in your prayers, though. Pretty crazy stuff. But, yeah, go to wildandwilly.com and check that stuff out. But speaking of this weekend on NBC on NASCAR, we are going to be racing in good old the last Coliseum, Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, I've followed NASCAR all my life, and I've been to one NASCAR race, and that was about 2 or 3 years ago. I went to the Bristol Night Race, and it rained out, sadly. But I was able to see 38 laps of some of the best racing I've ever witnessed with my own two eyes. If you ever want to go to a NASCAR race or you're not so sure about it, Bristol is the track that you got to go to. It was me and three of my buddies. They're rednecks like me, but they didn't so much watch NASCAR. And I remember my friend Joe, he said to me, after 38 laps, I'm a NASCAR fan. Which I love, and I'm so glad that he is, because it's some of the great race in the Bristol Motor Speedway. The world's fastest half mile, the last great Coliseum is called. There's nothing better than Bristol racing. And with it, three races left until the playoffs start, you're going to see some of the hardest racing ever. So when we look at the playoff bubble right now, they're taking the top 16 drivers that will go into the first round of the playoffs. On the bubble right now, Erik Jones is 70 points above the cutoff line in 14th. Ryan Newman, 16 points in 15th. And Clint Bowyer, 6 points ahead of Daniel Suarez above the cutoff line. Now, right behind Daniel is Jimmy Johnson, 7-time. He's 12 points under. And then Paul Menard is 53 points below. So Bristol is a track that you need to see, because you're gonna see Eric, Ryan, Clint, Daniel Suarez, Jimmy Johnson. You're going to see these guys race so hard and harder than they ever have before to try to get that win to guarantee themselves into the playoffs. If you win, you're in. If not, you got to go by points. So why play the game of points and hoping that you have these good, successful runs? If you get the win now, you're locked into the first round of the playoffs, so you'll be all set. So watch that. It's Saturday night, primetime, NBC, Bristol Motor Speedway. I mean, it's the best race there is in NASCAR. I think it's better than the Daytona 500 than Darlington and the Southern 500, the Coca-Cola 600. I think it's better than all that stuff combined. Check out that race on Saturday, and we'll see what's going to happen with these points and who's going to win. Is it going to be a first-time winner? We shall see. Now, we're going to take you to the asphalt again, but a little bit closer to home than Bristol Motor Speedway. We're going to head to Jennerstown Speedway. We love Jennerstown. And speaking of the NBC, the grassroots campaign that NBC is doing, the hashtag MyTrackMyRoots, has selected Jennerstown Speedway. So every time someone wins on the track, they will be holding up the sign and then will be featured on NASCAR and NBC during the week. They're going to have all five divisions back after last weekend when they had the Motor Mountain Masters. So all five divisions are going to be back on the track tonight, and what's out, or I'm sorry, Saturday night. And they're going to also have on-track autograph sessions. It's going to start at 5:45 and go till 6:45, so you got an hour. That pushes back time a little bit, but Jennerstown, the Bill Rebar and his guys, they all run the track so smoothly. It's like a well-oiled machine. And I love Jennerstown, love the people there. The fans there are so loyal to the asphalt racing, short track racing, so go check that out. If you want to go to Jennerstown, just make sure you go to y108.com, click on contests, click on the Jennerstown page, and then you will be able to register for a chance to win tickets to go to Jennerstown and see this great racing. Now we move to the high side, slinging some dirt. We're going to start off with the action track of Lernerville Speedway. There's two Fab Four nights left. There are four divisions of racing. There's some three out of the four divisions are separated by 13 points or less. 13 points or less. Okay? I mean, that's just absolutely insane. So we're going to go over the points right now. So we're starting off with the 410 sprints. Right now, your leader in points is Jack Sodeman Jr. Then Carl Bowser is in second. He is 13 points behind. And AJ Flick is in third in points, and he is 21 points behind. AJ Flick usually has been dominant, but Jack Sodeman Jr. has been on a roll lately. And Carl Bowser is back in his own car. There's your top three for the 2019 sprints at Lernerville Speedway. We move to the late models right now, where the number 29 of Kenny Shelton Brand is in the lead, and he's got a pretty good lead right now in the points. Jared Miley is second in the points at 54 points behind. And then Calvin Cohn's 57 points, Tyler Dietz 57 as well, and Colton Flinner is your top five. Colton Flinner is 61 points behind Kenny Shelton Brand. So Kenny Shelton Brand tonight has to either win the race, or at least by the end of the night, be 41 points ahead of second place in the points, then he will be crowned track champion for the first time in his career. And he's been a Lernerville regular for years, and I've known him for years. He's a good guy, good driver. He's got a new car. He's running the Longhorn chassis now. So watch out for the late models. We'll see if Kenny Shelton Brand can get his first track championship. We move on to the modifieds. Brian Swartzlander is now in the lead for the points. Rex King Jr. is 6 points behind Brian Swartzlander, and Rex King Sr. is 17 points behind Brian Swartzlander. Dave Murdick, 31 points. Jeremiah Shingledecker, 40 points at your top five for the modifieds, the big block modifieds at Lernerville Speedway. Who knows what's going to happen, because these modifieds between Rex King and Swartzlander and even Jeremiah Shingledecker, those guys just battle nonstop. And the pro stocks, Corey McPherson is in the lead for points right now. He is 2 points above Tyler Dietz in second place. 2 points! There's two nights left of Fab Four racing. Left there of the Pro Stock division. Tyler Dietz has been looking really good. He even looked good in his late model last week. The kid can wheel, so let's see what the points are going to be. Joey Zambotti is 23 points behind McPherson in third. Ryan Moyer is 32 points. And then Mike Bordet is 85 points at your top five for the Pro Stock division. This year's been really, really different, especially when you look at the late models, because Michael Norris is not there anymore. Michael Norris is not looking to defend his back-to-back track championships in the late model division. He's a little busy running professionally. He's in the Lucas Oil Dirt Series, running for Clint Bowyer. He's in Don O'Neill's car, and so supposedly Don O'Neill's supposed to be coming back in a couple weeks. Right now, they're in Arkansas for a three-day show. They ran last night. The Crusher kid, Michael Norris, he started 20th. He ended up finishing 16th last night. It's the topless 100, and that means that the roofs are off the cars, and they look kind of weird. A late model looks weird whenever it doesn't have a roof on it because they're so long and they're flat, and, you know, so whenever they don't have the roofs on it, they look really kind of weird, but it's really, really cool. But Chris Madden was your winner last night, your top five. Chris Madden, Brandon Overton, Scott Bloomquist, Jimmy Owens, and Jonathan Davenport as your top five for the race last night at Lucas Oil Dirt Series. They will be heading to Mansfield, Ohio next week for the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. I'm going to take a trip out there to the 24th. I want to go see the Mansfield for the Dirt Million, which the purse already is up to over $300,000. $300,000 for a win in the late model race. That's a lot of money. You could buy another car if you wanted to. You could buy a couple more motors if you wanted to with that kind of money. So I'm going to be heading out there for next week, but tonight will still be another night in Arkansas, and then tomorrow night as well. So Saturday night's going to be busy for racing with the Bristol race on NASCAR for on NBC. Jennerstown's going to have autograph night, and they're going to have all five divisions back. And then in the dirt, there's going to be close racing and points for Learnville Speedway. And then Michael Norris, a.k.a. the Crusher Kid. It's Cowboy Kurt. That's the race report for you on this Friday edition. Check back in on Monday, especially during the morning show at 7:40 on Wide Awake. On Y108, I'll give you the race report live on the radio. And then again, I will post the results of this past weekend and what happened. But check in on Y108.com and the radio.com app. Make sure you favorite Y108 so that way you can take Y108 anywhere you go. You can listen to this race report. You can listen to the station if you're away from the radio or you're away from your car or truck. So even on your way to the racetrack, highly recommend you do something like that. So I'm Cowboy Kurt. Make sure you tune in tonight. If you go to the dirt track Friday night, I will be a guest host on the Action Track podcast. You got to check that out. Go to Twitter and search Action Track podcast, and we will talk about some dirt track racing and also just country music stuff. All the good things happening. I'm Cowboy Kurt. Thanks for listening to the race report right here on Y108.com and the radio.com app. Cowboy!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.